Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russia on Tuesday banned the sale of its oil and petroleum products to countries that put a cap on their sales price, putting more of a strain on a system once ruled by the United States. The Kremlin's action is an attempt to undermine sanctions in response to Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine a year ago, come February. More is being revealed in the Southwest Airlines meltdown that caused thousands of flights to be canceled and stranded travelers fending for themselves. Lynn Montgomery is the president of the union repping Southwest Air.
This is not a staffing issue. This is a systems issue. Southwest Airlines was staffed. Its employees were ready to go to work. But when they chose to take flights into the middle of the storm or not preemptively cancel enough flights, their systems have not been able to keep up with the rescheduling.
More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards in decades. Erie County executives said three additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. Pope Francis is asking for prayers for former Pope Benedict XVI, saying his predecessor is very sick. Francis made the surprise appeal today at the end of his general audience. The 95-year-old Benedict resigned in 2013, becoming the first pope to do so in about 600 years. He's been living in a Vatican guest house since then. The first fleet of next-generation Starlink satellites lifted off Wednesday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carried the satellites into low orbit. With liberty and justice for all, today is officially the Pledge of Allegiance Day. USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Judges are being shuffled around in the case against the now-bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange.
A judge assigned to the case against former President Trump will now oversee the criminal case against the embattled co-founder of FTX. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan will replace Ronnie Abrams after she recused herself from the case against Sam Bankman-Fried on Friday. Abrams' husband is a partner at a law firm that advised a cryptocurrency exchange in 2021. Bankman-Fried is accused of causing FTX to lose billions of dollars. That trial set to begin next year. I'm Tim Berg.
The co-conspirator of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer at a time when the governor was imposing lockdowns on the state was sentenced Tuesday to 16 years in prison for attempting to abduct the Democrat governor and take out a bridge to assist in their escape. Adam Fox's sentence is the longest of anyone convicted in the plot so far, though it's significantly shorter than life sentence that prosecutors wanted. Scientists have developed a blood test to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. If validated, the test could allow faster diagnosis and earlier therapies to treat the most common forms of dementia. Current diagnosis methods are expensive brain imaging or a painful lumbar puncture, drawing a sample of cerebrospinal fluid from the lower back, more commonly known as a spinal tap. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, does the truth matter anymore? I mean, we've been doing this for a number of years. We continue to point out beyond discrepancies, I mean, just flat-out lies that are coming out. It's no wonder America is confused. No wonder that you look at the obvious right now in terms of the current leadership of our government. I mean, you've got a vice president who doesn't know the difference between North and South Korea. And, I mean, it's just an administration of gaffes. A president who's looking for a dead congresswoman that has passed away a month earlier. This is beyond incredulous, ladies and gentlemen. And thank God we have people like Chris Farrell and Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch who are looking out for us and continuing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for JW, is with us now. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I mean, I say fine because, as you may know, I'm in Florida, and I'm on the east side. We were able to avoid, by the grace of God, a lot of the devastation where we were at. We're just above West Palm. We dealt with some, you know, tropical winds, some tornadoes here and there, but nothing like, you know, our brothers and sisters on the other side, on the Gulf there, on the Gulf side of Florida. Just devastation.
Horrendous to watch, and my best wishes, prayers, go out to everyone who's been affected. It's not anything remotely like what folks have suffered over on the Gulf Coast, but this week, Judicial Watch, actually, we had an event in Miami that we had to cancel just out of an abundance of caution because we saw this storm looming down, and really nobody's ever really sure which way it's going to break, you know, east or west or anything else, but that's a minor inconvenience for us compared to the devastating effects of folks along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, and the thing that's hard to imagine, and I've been in Florida now for 14 years, this has been the worst of what I've witnessed. And each time we've been fortunate enough where we've not had a direct hit in the east where I live and where offices are located. So we've been fortunate in that way. But to see the devastation and just the danger of this of Hurricane Ian, because it covered, for all intents and purposes, it covered the entire state of Florida.
Even if you weren't in the direct path, let's say you're 200 miles away, you're still getting, 50, 80 mile an hour gusts, which can tear up trees and flip, roofs off the buildings. And a lot of people don't realize the incredible force and impact of hurricanes. And I've grown up with them my entire life, and
You have? Okay.
Yeah. It's
see, I grew up, I was on the West Coast in California. I keep telling the audience, I said, you know, we grew up with earthquakes. Earthquakes have like about a 2.5 day cycle, right? But here in the East with hurricanes, they go on for 10 days. They go on for 10 days, though. Every 15 minutes, there's this new news cycle about the hurricanes. Yeah. And I'm thinking, hey, don't you realize we got a lot of older people here? You're going to, you know, launch some sort of massive cardiac arrest, event here, you know. But anyway, it just goes to tell you, even the rather mature Floridians here are tough-hearted, you know. They'll come back and, you know, put their pieces back together. But this is the process, as you know, Chris. I mean, they're talking, this could be up to a year that it will take to, you know, get things rebuilt.
Well, look at the impact of Katrina in,
yes, exactly,
in the area. Well, generally New Orleans, but obviously a lot broader than that. But look at the impact there. Destroyed businesses. I have family members who are profoundly affected by that storm, and you just don't bounce back in 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. You know, as I said in the opening, Chris, I'm so grateful for all the great work that you guys are doing on behalf of the American people to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't know if you've had a chance to check out Unchecked, the untold story behind Congress's botched impeachments of Donald Trump. This is quite revealing. I mean, things that you and I talked about, others talked about, you know, during the impeachment and, you know, what a mess it was. And now we're starting to look under the hood, so to speak, of the shenanigans of Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Yep. You know, we kind of suspected this and conjectured, but now to see it in writing, and, you know, this is what is, you know, quite revealing and wearing to people, because, you know, time and again, we're discovering the very things they accused Trump of doing is the very thing that they were doing, and the things that he rejected. You know, I'd say the majority of the times he's been more right than wrong. He may have used the wrong language, like when he talked about, you know, his offices being bugged. You know, he said wiretapped, and I guess wiretap is an offensive term for the FBI. I don't know why, but it gave them, you know, exception to take exception and say that, you know, the president didn't know what he was talking about when that wasn't necessarily true.
Yeah, I mean, that is a perfect example to use. And, you know, part of this, frankly, people don't believe me on this, but take it from a native-born New Yorker, and Trump's older than me, but not by a lot. I mean, a decade. But, look, there's a shorthand manner of speaking in New York that the rest of the country doesn't necessarily always grab. It's kind of a glib, quick kind of manner of speaking that it's like a New York Post headline. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a manner of speaking. And when Trump said Obama wiretapped me, he's absolutely correct. Now, that isn't the smoothest, most articulate way of expressing what was done and how it was done and who did what to who when. But the essence of that statement is 100% correct. Now, all the little pointy-headed technocrats in Washington, D.C. will run around screaming that that's an inaccurate statement. But the essence of what that conveys is 100% true. And these people like Schiff and Pelosi, who are serial liars, who have manipulated the public, lied to them for as long as they have, and their little underling Gestapo agents in the FBI, you know, they facilitated all this. It was a slow-motion coup. And we're still feeling the effects of it right now.
Chris, are you sensing that the American people are starting to realize this more and more and getting to the end of this? Because, I mean, you've got Democrats in mass leaving the party. The Democrats don't even know what to do about Hispanics, which is hysterical to me because it just demonstrates just how little they know about the Hispanic people. Hispanics are leaving in mass because they just can't relate. There's nothing there for them and hasn't been for a long time, and especially with Biden doing everything he can to attack the very foundational cultural principles of the Hispanic people. You know, family, marriage, their kids, education, security, businesses. About 40% are entrepreneurs. I mean, this is the fastest growing element of our industry is small business, and Hispanics are leading the way. And what is Joe Biden doing? He's doing everything he can to trip them up, over-regulate them, and make it more difficult. And so, like, they're supposed to go home and talk to the family, say, oh, we love Joe Biden. Are you kidding me?
Well, their hypocrisy was exposed when your governor brilliantly flew 50 Hispanics to Martha's Vineyard and dropped them off. That was the turning point in exposing their hypocrisy, because the privileged, you know, uber-left, ultra-rich, lily-white Martha's Vineyard crowd were, you know, clutching their pearls and hyperventilating.
Chris, gotta go to break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got one of the jefes from Judicial Watch. He's the Director of Investigation and Research. Chris Farrell continues with us. Chris, Joe Biden is just, I don't know, what can you say? Many, even from Fox News, my good friend Liz Peek just calls it a hot mess. It just is, I don't know, it's one of those gifts that keeps on giving, I guess, in some respects, but you're going, hey, look, I don't want this gift anymore. I mean, this is just a disaster. And you think that as desperate as Biden is becoming, and, you know, the situation that happened in Mar-a-Lago, I mean, this isn't by accident. This is all on Joe Biden, this administration, which is so totalitarian on its face. And people, I think, are still shocked to realize that we have a government that's doing this to a former president and other conservatives. I mean, this is like what happened with the Tea Parties during the Obama regime, when they targeted Tea Parties and conservative groups and wouldn't give them tax exemption and did everything they could to kneecap the force and the political power that was being gained by the Tea Party. And Joe Biden is making it clear that it was a Tea Party yesterday. Today, it's MAGA country and anybody that wants to support Donald Trump. I mean, it makes you wonder if the next thing that Joe Biden is going to do is try to effect some sort of referendum south of the border and try and annex Mexico and Colombia and Guatemala, you know, in the same way that Putin is doing, you know, with Ukraine. Just kidding.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, with Obama going after the Tea Parties and using the IRS as a weapon, that was an attempt. That was really, they were setting up impediments or roadblocks to grassroots activists on the right, you know, getting organized and kind of pushing back. That was insidious because it was an attempt to really suppress speech. Biden has gone leaps and bounds beyond that. He's actually, in this infamous Philadelphia speech, he has said that half the voting electorate are criminals.
Right.
He has said that the, you know, MAGA Republicans or grassroots conservatives, they don't respect the Constitution and they don't respect the rule of law. That means they're outlaws. That means they're criminals. And what you're seeing with the Biden administration is an attempt to criminalize his political opposition. And he's not just talking about Donald Trump, right? We see it play out against Trump personally. But, you know, if you're a mom at home with kids in Iowa, you're a criminal.
Right.
Okay? If you're a small business owner, you got a landscaping firm in Florida, you're a criminal. That is what he's trying to browbeat people into submission. He's trying to make everybody kind of second guess. You know, if Trump holds a rally, are you really going to show up to it? Or maybe you'll be on a list. Maybe they'll track your cell phone. Maybe, I mean, this is an attempt to intimidate people and to suppress his political opposition. And he's using every lever of the government to do it. He's using the FBI. He's using their public affairs departments. You know, they put out a directive that every agency the government is supposed to get involved in election security and promoting safe and secure elections. What the hell is the EPA going to be doing about elections? Well, guess what? You know, the squirrel police are going to be running around in some way actively using government resources to suppress Republicans, conservatives, MAGA activists. And that he's put the full weight of the government against his political opposition. And we haven't seen anything like this. Not even that creep FDR did anything like this.
Exactly. Well, and Chris, what you're referring to earlier in terms of weaponizing half of the country against the others, you had that situation in North Dakota where that 18-year-old young man was killed by a leftist that he just assumed that this kid was a Republican, a conservative Republican, and he was deserving of death. See, this is the dangerous stuff about this rhetoric that goes out there. It lights people up.
But the irony is now what you don't see are enormous mobs of conservatives trying to burn down government buildings. Not like
right.
BLM and Antifa. right? Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to look at BLM and Antifa and a couple of years' worth of violence against persons and property, and you turn a blind eye to that, but about 3 hours of an unruly mob, and that's supposed to be the greatest threat to the Republic since Pearl Harbor. I mean, it's such a dishonest load of garbage. You have this kid who gets killed by a leftist, and there's no, days of marching and burning down cities by the right. You don't see that. And while BLM and Antifa does it, they're just expressing their rage, and that's just the way it works.
Right, and you have a would-be vice president sitting there in the bail office and canceling bails and writing checks to get them out of jail, right?
And doing fundraising, right? She did fundraising videos for these people.
Unbelievable. About 4 minutes left here, Chris Farrell. JW has filed 2 FOIA lawsuits for records on the Biden raid of the Trump home. Break that down, if you would.
Sure. So first of all, we were the very first people to go into court and seek to have that search warrant affidavit unsealed. We beat even Trump's team into court to try to have that search warrant unsealed because it's essential to understand what the justification, what the rationale was. And, these lying, dirtball, corrupt cops at the FBI, they go in and they lie to a politically compromised magistrate judge and have them sign off on something that to justify the raid on the home. Well, on the heels of that, we're using the open records law to gain access to all the other documents, records, emails, text messages, all the back and forth to the Department of Justice and the FBI to find out what was going on to set up and to act on that warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way you get there is by suing the government and forcing them to produce these records, and that's what we're pursuing.
How long does that take, Chris?
Forever, sadly. It's a very, very slow process. I wish that it was instantaneous. The government is very good at being fast about record production when it's self-serving. When they want to look like they're big heroes and they're, geniuses, then they can turn records over in about 24 hours. But when it reveals their criminality and their corruption, then they drag their feet and play all kinds of little Mickey Mouse games. And they'll go in front of a judge and swear that, we can only produce 300 pages a month. And we're overwhelmed, judge. We can't answer all these requests. And they sing a sad song. And many, 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 many of these judges, you got to remember, they're just another government attorney, but in a black robe, right? So they're always very deferential to the government. And so stuff that should take about a week ends up taking months.
Mm-hmm. We're also getting a report here that you've sued California's Secretary of State for causing YouTube to censor key election integrity video just before the 2020 election. Break that down for us. We got about a minute and a half here, Chris.
Yeah, this is another creepy story of political operatives in the California government, in Newsom's administration, coordinating and synchronizing with big tech, in this case YouTube, but they do it with all of them. And they say, hey, look, if there's something out there that we don't like or we think it's inconvenient or it's embarrassing or we don't agree with their editorial opinion on something, the Newsom administration communicates with big tech and tells them, take it down. Take it off your website. They have active coordination and synchronization. The big tech firms act like the propaganda arm of Newsom and a lot of the other Democratic officials out there. And we're suing to get to that information and to document it. We already know it exists. They've admitted it. And we've gotten tons of other records on the subject, but we're just pursuing it in this case.
So what's the next step then?
We'll get the records and we'll make them public.
Make them public, and then, will there be any lawsuit any further than that that will hold them accountable for doing this?
The question is, at what point would the American public be fed up with this corruption? I mean, that's the issue. We're trying to educate the public about the operations of government.
This is where we are, and thank you, Judicial Watch, for all the great work that Chris and Tom Fenton are doing on behalf of We the People. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that Title 42 would remain in place for the time being, delaying the potential for a huge increase in illegal crossings. In a brief, unsigned order by the Supreme Court, the justices stopped a trial judge's ruling that would have lifted the measure, creating more havoc at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden, vacationing in St. Croix, spoke to reporters near the tarmac.
The court is not going to decide until June, apparently, and in the meantime, we have to enforce it.
More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards there in decades. Erie County executives said three additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live. Without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
You know, Al Parada does everything. I mean, he's watching out for us. He is the proverbial bodyguard of our minds, telling you. Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, Al, aloha. How are you, buddy?
Okay. Just don't start seeing I will always love you. I'm the bodyguard. Okay.
Okay. Now, I promise.
Ruby reference there in the morning.
Well, it's okay. Hey, have you seen the trailer for the new Whitney Houston movie?
Looks pretty amazing. Yeah, and it just reminds you just how great she was.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, it's it makes it, and that's the thing. You get the totality of the spectrum there of just her talent and the pain, and to be that good, it doesn't. It comes with a cost, and for her it cost her life.
We can get lost in the tawdry end and all that stuff. But again, trailer, you're just reminded because as time was going on, it was just part of the day to day life. And she's in Mariah Carey, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. You kind of lose track of it. But then when you stop and look and think about it and watch some of those performances. You just go, wow, we were blessed to have
without a doubt
to hear Whitney Houston with her in her prime.
Yeah, exactly.
What a gift.
And fortunately, we have her records, you know, CDs, you know, and that you can hear that I'm so old school. I refer to records, but yeah, I mean, and of course we have video of her performances and that. Such a blessing, and you know, you think of all these artists, you know, that you know through the years have blessed us. You know, people like Prince and you know Elvis. Go, you know, just go right down. I mean, it's just incredible. They're so unique and. And they can be such a hot mess. I mean, there's just something about that. You get so close to the fire, you can't help but self-destruct and burn yourself.
Yeah, and then emphasizing the positive here is I heard on a Christmas station, they played one of her Christmas songs, I guess it was from the movie, would have been The Preacher's Wife, which is Christmas themed. And, whoa, when she sings gospel-related music, when she sings that, she went to, she turned it up to 11, as as Spinal Tap would say, and man, but yeah, you're right. With the faith, you know, we've lost too many too soon.
Right, exactly. And I like your reference, the fact that, you know, because a lot of these artists, I mean, they start out in, you know, Aretha Franklin, in churches, you know, very well documented. Whitney, the same thing, her family. Elvis, I mean, one of my favorite CDs from Elvis is, you know, what they used to do is, I mean, he'd be, you know, busting his pick, you know, performing for people. And the stories are renowned that he'd be, you know, he and the Jordanaires would get together in, you know, after a Vegas event of the evening. Of course, it was like they all just ran together. But, like, you know, they'd start singing, you know, gospel songs at 2, 3 in the morning. They'd go till like 6, 7 in the morning after a full night show. It's amazing. But like you said, there's just something about, you know, gospel music, music of faith, that just invigorates, and man, it's real special, especially when they have great voices like they do. So we've been very blessed. So you're all set. You're all set for Christmas. Everybody's fine. I mean, you know, you got everybody moved now. Is there anybody left to move?
Just all the stuff that's around the house that's still not put, you know, put where it needs to be. That's left. But yeah, it's getting there.
Thank God it lasts a month, you know, but because for all that you have to go through and decorating the house and everything, it's an ordeal. I mean, you do it, you know, in stages day by day, and then it looks all gorgeous and it's great and it's festive and you can't help but smile, especially when the lights are on, and it just, you know, kind of sets the mood for the whole season, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's nice to see, and especially, you know, in the D.C. area, you know, I've had at home for the first time in 33 years. You know, the childhood vibe is coming through.
Oh, cool.
You're a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, the weather, what temperatures, what Christmas is supposed to be.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of chill, some white stuff on the ground. I mean, that's what we, even if you didn't grow up, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, but the imagery of it all, you know, I mean, we just, you know, we woke up always to sunshine, and maybe it might have gotten cold, you know, once in a while in Southern California, maybe down to a low 60. but nothing like, you know, what people in D.C. and the East Coast would endure. That aside, speaking of enduring, Elon Musk, boy, I'll tell you, what has he done here? He's pulled back the shroud on Twitter, and you can't help but think, if Twitter, then why not Facebook? You know, why not the rest of these, you know, media oligarchs and institutions? You know, how compromised are we? Or are they?
Yeah, you know they're all playing from the same, you know, hymnal, so to speak.
Right.
In terms of the censorship, you know, we all know it. We all, as conservatives in the media, we know it. We saw what happened to our numbers. We saw what happened to our readership. We saw it. You know,
right.
Or our staffers. I mean, you know, I'm still on the Twitter blog, for example. You know,
Well, they're freeing some. I mean, it's amazing how some of that is working out. All of a sudden, you wake up and you got, you know, 400,000 more followers just like that. It's like, what the heck happened, right? Yeah, surprise.
You know, it was like, you know, they were freed from like they were like in Brigadoon or something, and like all of a sudden they popped off. Whoa, where have we been? You know, mm-hmm. like they were taken away by aliens. It's like
good.
Maybe that's just, you know, oh, by aliens just dropped back.
Thank God! So, thank God I got saved. I was locked up in Hillary Clinton jail here. You know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was a Twitter. I didn't know I was a follower of Hillary's, but now I have been. I couldn't get out. It's like the Hotel California.
Oh my gosh, that's a scary thought. Scary
yeah,
thought. Yeah. And again, it, yeah. Well, Elon Musk, what a beast. I mean, what he's doing is just so remarkable and exposing this stuff. And that there's a and knowing we were right.
Yeah, all along. But we're tinfoil hat wearers. We're conspirators.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what we're talking about. You know that you know the election was interfered. I mean, here the Democrats are claiming it. But again, it goes back to the best offense or best defense is an aggressive offense, right? So the very thing that they were accusing us of were the things that they were doing.
Yeah, and that's something that people need to understand when they talk. The idea is they're trying to clamp down on misinformation.
Yeah.
That was a strategy that was put in place by the folks who wanted to fortify the election.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, stop Trump from being reelected.
Right.
That was part of the strategy. We will attack anything that, you know, whatever Trump and supporters question the election integrity, or question what's going on with the election, we'll call it misinformation.
Exactly.
They were really ahead of the game. That was part of the plan. And the fact that the FBI, which we pay for, was involved in this, knowing it wasn't in misinformation, knowingly saying stuff was misinformation when it was not, that is the biggest scandal in American history.
Did they double down, Al? I mean, because they got burnt. You know, after the Mueller investigation, they got burnt on this whole deal. And they felt like, okay, you know, we'll show him. I mean, you kind of have this sense of arrogance and hubris that they just couldn't help themselves, right?
Well, they tried in 2016. And when we say they, FBI, we're talking to some of the same people. Hey, James Baker, you know, general counsel of the FBI turned deputy counsel of Twitter. They failed in 2016. Somehow Trump won, and they vowed not to make the same mistake. The FBI vowed not to do it. Certainly, Twitter forces and the social media forces, they were not. Mm-hmm. They're weeping and gnashing their teeth after Trump won it.
Oh, exactly. Well, you got the president.
Hold on.
Yeah, what was it? The president of Google said this will never happen again. He's in tears.
Yeah,
right?
Am I not supposed to believe him when it happened?
Yeah, exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay right where you are.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022 and right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, you hear music like this and you can't help but think Christmas, right? And I'm glad that we kind of got over that neurosis of, you know, oh, you can't say Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Holidays. You know, Al, that's the thing. I feel for these young kids. You know, they're doing better now. I think businesses have finally just accepted. Look, if somebody says Merry Christmas, say Merry Christmas. If they say Happy Holidays, say Happy Holidays. Instead of just trying to impose your blessing. I mean, after all, I mean, Merry Christmas is a blessing. And now you want to conditionalize how I bless you. I'm sorry. But, you know, we're just weird, aren't we? We've just overthought this so much. And all for what? For maybe 3%? 3% of the country kind of feels that way. And the rest of 97%, we're being held hostage by 3% of these angry people that, you know, they don't like Christmas, they don't want anything to do with Christmas, and they want to make sure nobody else has anything to do with Christmas, right?
Yeah, it's not just Christmas that don't have anything to do with it. It's merriment.
Yes, yeah, joy. you can't have fun. I'm not having fun. Yeah. You can't have fun, right?
Yes, I think you have fun when the planet's burning up, when you know, everything else, whatever's going wrong, whatever's on the,
you know, whatever Greta is telling us how we should respond. You know, that's what I look to. You know, I don't even look at the weather anymore. I just check in with Greta. Greta, how are we doing here? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. Oh God, you made my day. Unbelievable. You know, we were just saying, ladies and gentlemen, Al and I were talking, you know, the thing is so frustrating about all this stuff, because now that the truth is coming out, right, and you know, Twitter's laying all this stuff out, and so all the things that Al and I and everybody we've been talking about for so long that they said, you guys are just wear tinfoil and you're domestic terrorists and everything, it's like, you know, they're wrong. And of course, they're not about to admit. There's no accountability whatsoever. And so when you want to, you know, come back and go, well, wait a minute, you lied here, you lied there, they go, so that's old news. It doesn't matter anymore. Why are you bringing that up? It's like, I bring it up because it's in my heart, in my mind, it's unresolved because you jerkwads, you know, have put us through all kinds of, you know, all kinds of issues, you know, these last several years. And you just, you know, do all this destruction and you think it's all okay and you just walk away. You're like Harry Reid in the well of the Senate, right? I mean, he destroys Mitt Romney and then he laughs about it afterwards. Well, he didn't get elected president anyway. I mean, okay.
This,
yeah. unbelievable.
It's cynical. Yeah, it worked. Trump's not president. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it worked. Trump's not president. Yeah, you're paying $7 a gallon of gas. It worked. Yeah, your borders are wide open. Fentanyl coming in. 100,000 people dying. Your kids are dying. You know, kids are being abducted. Human trafficked. Yeah, it worked. Good idea, people. Really?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But we're the idiots, Al. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. The good news is you're seeing little signs of. I mean, today's brew. If people haven't seen it yet, I didn't want to get too gleeful about it, but it seemed like it was a pretty good day. You got Sam Britton fired or out of the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Bankman-Fried arrested. And more proof of, you know, Twitter getting rid of its Trust and Safety Council.
Yes.
Which was, you know, draconian and the censor board, basically.
Can you imagine this generation of performant trophy types? They're in their fetal position. They don't know what to do with themselves. They've thrown themselves on the ground. They're sucking their thumb because, you know, their cheese got moved. You know, they had all power and control all this period of time. And finally, 97% of America woke up and thank God for Elon Musk, who's kind of like starting the bonfire here, you know, to get things going and opening this stuff up. And you sit there and go, I think Jack Dorsey, the rest of them, Zuckerberg, are just hoping that, you know, this goes through its regular news cycle. It passes by. And just like the kid that did all the, the latest Bernie Madoff, episode with Bitcoin and everything else, who they finally arrested. But he was just hoping, well, I'm going on, you know, my merry way, no big deal, until all of a sudden, you know, he's in handcuffs. And that's what needs to happen with these people for flat out lying to the American people, lying to Congress. I mean, what's more egregious, them lying to Congress or lying to the American people, Al?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, if the SWAT team can go raid Roger Stone for lying to Congress, at least we can, I'll say we have to have like a big purple walk for some of these people, a big show of force with massive guns, but still some of these people should face consequences, criminal consequences, especially the federal agents, the FBI agents.
Mm.
And anyone else was there was a government employee who used their position to lie in the 2020 election to get rid of Trump. That is, that's a coup. That's a 21st century coup.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing too, Al, that just galls me is how much money did they cost innocent citizens to defend themselves? Some couldn't defend themselves, so they just went straight to jail. You know, even though they were innocent, because they just, you know, they got siege worked by our own government officials on our dime, and they are, you know, breaking people down and causing them to, you know, end up in bankruptcy. For what?
Yeah.
But they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, it's okay. You know,
we know what's coming with the Twitter file is the censorship of information involving COVID. That's why.
Yeah,
what they did there, and that is going to be huge. That is going to be, you know, the censorship of opinions who are people raising red flags about the vaccines, raising red flags about lockdowns. They're saying lockdowns are going to be very harmful to children. Mm-hmm. They were trying to shut it from the rooftops, and they were shut down. And now our kids are hurt. These people hurt our kids.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is how do these celebs, how do LeBron James and, you know, these stars, actors and actresses and recording artists, how do they feel in supporting putting their face on these announcements to encourage their followers, their sphere of influence, to take the jab. And now you've got all these young people suddenly falling dead.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
And not just like to try to convince people to take the jab, but canceling people.
Oh yeah.
Said no. And ostracizing them.
Yeah, we're going to vaccine shame you, right?
Yes. That, you know, that to me is almost worse. It's like, you know, if you fought it, people took it on their chin. People lost jobs. And people like said, we're the celebrities now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in California, Al, you know, they've got the medical board. And I don't think it's an official medical board. I'm not exactly what they're calling it. But, you know, Gavin Newsom's got his board his little Stasi board that he's put together. And he's marching in doctors. How dare they, that save the lives of people? We had a friend down in Imperial Valley. He and his partner, 10,000. Over 10,000 people, Al, they kept out of the hospital for COVID, off a ventilator, and surviving very well, thank you very much. Of those, and nobody died. And all they employed was practical medicine, knowledge and science that was empirical, that was flat out being ignored by the CDC and Dr. Fauci at all. And it was just, you know, a basic regimen, over-the-counter, you know, vitamin supplementation to fortify people's immunity and to do it right away. Don't wait. And it saved lives. And instead of, you know, making them, you know, men of the year or even in acknowledging what they did to save lives, they've got to march in front of this tribunal threatening their license.
Wow. Need to have all 10,000 of their patients show up.
Yeah, but these knuckleheads won't get it. They don't get it. They're so ideologically, you know, how dare you? How dare you question, you know, my authority? Well, because your authority needs to be questioned because you're killing people and you're getting away with it. You know, the governor of New York can get away with it. You know, no big whoop. I mean, this is so egregious. I just can't even believe that this is the America that we live in right now, that a group of people, you know, a bunch of partisan hacks can destroy the American dream and the American people en masse like this.
So, so quickly. And I was going back to the idea that what happens when there is another virus that comes along.
That's the scary part. Yeah, but most of the people have been conditioned. They were fear, you know, they were fear-mongered and backed in a corner, and at the point where they're, you know, they're giving the hairy, ugly, bad eye toward the neighbor because the neighbor walked outside the house without wearing a mask. I mean, the division, the anger that they promoted through fear.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And then we reelect him into office. I mean, we're messed up. We need therapy.
Yes. We need therapy. We need a little Christmas. We need a little Christmas now.
We need a lot of Christmas now. Let's just set this stuff aside and realize this was a bad nightmare, Al Parada.
Yeah.
And we just can't have these things. And the leaders, I guess, are finding out that the American people are waking up and they're going, oh my God, Al, they are naked.
Yeah. Hope for 2013 right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think we're going to wrap it up right here because we're going to go out and buy some Hunter Biden art. You know, support the cause, huh? What do you think?
Support the cause, yes.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Al Parada, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy, from stream.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business?